The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, August the 14th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 164th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, the Bangkok Post ran a fascinating article on the extension of a ban for a film titled Shakespeare Must Die, which is a Thai adaptation of Macbeth. Because the climax of the film reenacts the October 6, 1976 massacre of over 100 students by state police and right-wing paramilitaries, the government has cited national security for the ban's extension. The Guardian ran a story on how James Ivory says that film investors' fear of Shakespeare is keeping him from filming Richard II, even with Tom Hiddleston and Damian Lewis attached to the project. The Huffington Post ran a great piece on the Free Los Angeles, California Shakespeare of the Independent Shakespeare Company, whose current Two Gentlemen of Verona simply rocks. The Mail Tribune out of Southern Oregon ran an interesting piece on Shakespeare's flowers. The Telegraph ran a great piece on comments made by a former head of Shakespeare's Globe in London, stating that the artistic climate of fear in theater in general, and the Globe in particular, has been created by, in a sense, too many accountants in the arts. The Chicago Sun-Times previewed Chicago Shakespeare's upcoming all-female production of The Taming of the Shrew, September the 16th through October the 12th in Chicago, Illinois. The SFist reviewed MacBitch by Exit Theater, a Franken-play bringing together seemingly Macbeth and Mean Girls, running in San Francisco, California through Saturday, calling it hilarious. DC Metro Theater Arts reviewed New York City's Shakespeare in the Park production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which ended its run this week, but praised the splendidly opulent production. And finally, Syracuse.com reviewed As You Like It by Syracuse Shakespeare Festival, running in New York State through next weekend, calling it an enjoyable evening of theater. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On August 8th, 1937, American actor Dustin Hoffman was born. Not known for playing Shakespeare, he did headline a 1989 production of The Merchant of Venice playing Shylock to pretty much brutal reviews. On August 9th, 48 BC, the Battle of Pharsalus was fought in the Roman Civil Wars, where Julius Caesar defeated Pompey. This is mentioned in Julius Caesar. On August 10th, 1520, Madeleine de Valois was born. She was the first wife of James V of Scotland, who was the grandfather of James VI of Scotland, who was also James I of England. Madeleine was James's first wife, but not the grandmother of Elizabeth's successor. On August 11th, 1596, Hamnet Shakespeare, son of William Shakespeare, was buried. He died probably 2 days earlier of the bubonic plague. At that time in history, nearly a third of all children died by the age of 10. He had a fraternal twin, Judith. On August 12, 30 BC, Cleopatra committed suicide by having an asp bite her, following the suicide of her lover, Mark Antony, less than 2 weeks earlier after his defeat at the Battle of Actium. This is depicted in Antony and Cleopatra. On August 13, 1415, Henry V landed at Chefencoux on the coast of France as part of his first invasion. Within 5 days, he would begin the siege of Harfleur, which is depicted in Henry V. On August 14, 1040, Duncan I of Scotland died, killed in action at Bothnagowan during an incursion into Moray, killed by the forces led by Macbeth, whose territory Duncan had invaded. In the play Macbeth, Duncan is killed in his sleep by Macbeth. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending August the 14th, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there. Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.